Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And I got close to him and I was wiping his tears. I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. And I leaned down and I gave him a kiss.
And then
at the same time, I'm like, but I couldn't tell him what he smelled at that time because he was crying.
Yeah.
But his face smelled like mildew.
Wow.
And I have no idea why.
The name of the restaurant, by the way, was British Strain.
Mike, I've read about them. They have a wonderful cocktail called the Droplet, if you want to try it.
They
the mask. Maddie, is my camera messed up again?
Am I over too far? If you want to shift over a little bit, yeah,
yeah,
that'd be
you
great.
Can do it with the camera or your body. Whatever's
hey,
easier.
That's the voice from the homepage.
This is Mike moving the camera.
Is that all right?
So Charlie saw this, ordered it initially for himself, full disclosure. And he, in his rush to order it, because he thought it was going to be sold out, he ordered a
child. So Charlie could be tracked on his bicycle.
What it is, Mike, is a lot of people at Podcast Village, we worry about Charlie. Have you ever gotten a Podcast Village Silver Alert, Mike? That's when Charlie's out walking around the city.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show. It's The Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, and now here's Mike.
Hey, we have a new look with a new camera down here in Fort Myers. Sorry. Change upsets me.
Fort Sumter?
Makes me feel...
What fort are you in?
Odd. Look at my Bill O'Reilly age spots that everybody can see now. You know, I mean, you guys look so smooth and like, spot-free. I look seriously like I've been dipped in Wesson oil, and I have... And by the way, we were tweaking these cameras right up until showtime.
Yes.
So I'm trying to figure out what we're doing.
I treat myself like a veal. That's why I look like this.
Want to turn up the new theme music that we have for the show? Is it? You like that?
Like it.
Carla said it's positive.
Oh, my God. It is positive.
I get that.
You hate positive.
Well, I hate positive, but doesn't mean we can't have positive music for the show.
That's true. I like that.
Yeah, all new. I want to explain what we're doing here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We've made a few changes. One of the best changes for our listeners is going to be we are going from 5 to 4 breaks. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have 4 commercials.
More content.
Instead of the 5 that we've had before. And we are also making some changes with the video presentation. Oscar can probably tell us more about exactly what went into that and what's going to happen in the future. It's not all going to happen at once, but we're going to be trying to do that with video producing and all
that. It's a solid evolution, and this really comes into really the world of show and tell, as we have so much video. We've been doing it for years.
Yes.
It's high time that we start incorporating some of the videos that we've used to express, not just within Rob's portion of the show, but our portion of the show. When we want to bring something in on demand, you'll start seeing that more and more on our Facebook and YouTube presentations.
It's what we call, Mike, in the business of theme parks, a soft open. We're easing into all the new elements, and before you know it, it's going to be a brand new product, and you're going to love it.
Yeah, this is not going to be done right away because we're getting the equipment in place for it, but the Audio Vault is no longer going to be the Audio Vault. It's going to be called the Digital Dumpster.
Goodbye, and, Audio Vault.
When you hear this lovely sound right here...
And what's great is it's no longer a matter of leaving it open. When we closed the Audio Vault on the last show, we changed the combination. All the sounds are in there. They're safe. No one can get at them. They're gone. Right. They're gone. Now everything is in a more open, it's a more 2021 presentation, Mike. It is a dumpster full of digital goodness.
You may have heard a new announcer that we have. We brought in our own Mark Riddell, who deserved to get the shot at doing that because he... has done such a good work with the production on the show. So that's new as well. And other than that, am I leaving anything out? I think I've got everything. It's not all that big a deal.
Yeah, but your cameras, I think that presentation is probably the most...
startling.
Not startling. I would say the most daring on our end because we get to now
daring on my end to be 61. And look at that.
Can you do a little Bill O'Reilly voice to match your camera?
We'll do it live. We'll do it, you know. And all we got is, you know, I'm shining on my forehead.
Yeah.
And that's the type of thing.
Can you zoom out and show people, like, the, I guess, the dexterity of your actual camera? There you go.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Is that a sock on? No, that's a pillow. Oh,
yeah.
It's a sock. It's the broadcast sock.
It's a tube sock.
It goes up to the knee, got two wide red stripes. Okay, that's horrifying. Stop that now. No more of that. Don't care for it. Not one bit. No, sir. Someone go revive Maddie.
You can press one and one if you want to go back to your original location.
Yeah.
I think that should work.
It's a good video.
That was there a big dramatic change. Yeah. Ah! Anywho, yes, Maddie?
Oh, yeah. It was frightening a little bit, but I think we're back now.
She's back.
You're looking good.
Maddie, isn't Maddie going to be announcing a segment too today?
Absolutely. Yeah. And Maddie, this is exciting because she's been after me. She loves being on the microphone.
Oh, yeah. News you may not need is going to be replaced with what we're going to call the homepage. It's basically the same thing. We're moving it up earlier in the show.
But Maddie loves
getting in and talking. These are changes. Change is hard. And I mean, I think change is something where, you know, you shake things up a little bit.
Sometimes both.
Big a deal. But no, this is a very, very, very good camera that we have because for a long time I've wanted to match up with the boys in Washington, and we haven't been able to do that, and now we have, and we're very, very excited about it. And you know, I mean, it was that was, I think, the easiest thing of all. Oscar and I worked on that over the weekend, and
you were
it really
so
came
patient.
Out,
let me tell you,
how was it? I didn't even ask how that went. I think I was
more patient with Oscar on Sunday than I was at the beginning of the show today when you asked me to find an Ethernet cable. Because I'm backed up against a wall.
Yes.
And there's so much stuff that goes into this. And people should be aware of any broadcast operation.
Yeah.
But a video broadcast operation of any kind. And by the way, tell your friends and your neighbors to enjoy this program video, because we are making more of an effort to put our video forward on this. But I have
you're welcome, ladies.
I have a massive amount of equipment on a massive table that is on casters, but it's still when we get a shot, and then it's like, well, we need to put this last Ethernet cable in. It should seemingly be a nothing deal, but I have to move things
and roll it. And then Michael was almost of age. I'm waiting until he's 10, so he could be our little gaffer, our guy that runs around and
that's true.
And does
now,
lights.
I disconnected from Pony Boy, though. How bad is that going to be?
He can't spy on you anymore.
You still connect me?
If I need to, if there's an emergency, we can plug it in. It's fine. Yeah.
Okay, but can you still connect me?
Yes, I can connect to your Comrex.
Yeah.
So you don't need this to connect to my Comrex.
Or Telos.
No.
Either.
Telos.
Oh, then okay.
Yeah.
Then can I also get rid of that monitor?
You sure can.
Yeah.
The HP monitor.
Oh, you
from
hate
1973.
That monitor. You hate
it. When they're free,
It fell again.
Throw it away.
You know, it's a pain.
Oh my God.
Really? How many times has it fallen?
Could you please light it on fire for your Instagram page?
Yes.
So many people would go and see it.
Mm-hmm.
Do what?
Light it on fire.
Did you go out onto the lanai with a canister of Ronson lighter fuel and give it a little dousing and a little match?
No,
and
I don't
want
to do that.
And off to the races.
I don't want to do that. I really have no desire to do that whatsoever. So we're very, very excited, and we actually put a lot of time and effort, and I want to thank everybody that did that and everybody that dealt with we weren't on yesterday, but we worked on our President's Day getting these things.
It was a holiday.
Federal holiday, and we worked very hard to get it done for you, and I'm very, very, very excited about what the future holds. Now, a little detail you're not going to know about, but they're commercial details here for our advertisers, it's gonna work a little bit better for them as well. So we're happy, and I think everything is going to be fine. And then if I'm alive, and 10 years we will not be updating. No, 10 years we will be having a celebration.
Yes,
in 10 years.
Well, yes. I mean, technically,
Look, if I'm in 10 years and I feel like going, I look at some people that are elderly and say, you know, they did okay. When I look at Alex Trebek, I don't know.
Mike, I know this, that in 10 years, if we do another update, if we're looking for a cable, it's not going to be for the computer. It's going to be for you.
You got to plug him in.
We got to plug Mike in.
Hey, Rob, was I the only one yesterday when we were here at 8 o'clock Eastern time? Meaning everybody got up at about, I get up at 6 o'clock every morning anyway, actually 5:30. Okay. I've been taking to getting up at 5:30, 5:45.
Do you wake up and naturally, or is that is
no,
that
Michael, no, I got a leg cramp this morning, so I was up at quarter five.
Mm.
Yeah,
drink some
it's
water.
Dehydration. I think it's dehydration.
Jesus. And potassium. You know?
Yeah. Or you keep saying potassium.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's potassium.
Eat a banana.
Or not.
That's the 1930s
I'm not gonna
cure for
a banana. That's like you know what? That's from the 1950s.
I said 30s, but still.
Eat a banana.
Sure. It's a tropical delight.
Thank you. What can you say about Oscar yesterday? Was Oscar, I felt like, and we're getting a little bit of it today. Oscar has had more resting bitch face in the last 48 hours than I've seen in quite some time.
I thought it was very joyful today.
Oscar was actually a little ebullient today because he got, as he said, 10 hours of sleep last night.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
But yesterday there was a, perhaps a small bit of
annoyance.
Anger. Just a little.
I felt like he could
a
snap.
A haze of anger.
Like
at any time.
Really snap
yes.
at any moment.
At any moment. Yeah, I agree. Yesterday.
And you know why I think? And you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, Oscar.
Yes.
You think I'm going to snap, and that puts you in a funk.
No, I just thought that I'm just going to call it how it is. I was annoyed at Rob. I thought he should have done a better job of understanding what you said, because I thought you were going to go sideways on us because you didn't get what you wanted in the morning yesterday.
It was a little bit of a breakdown in communication.
Yes.
With that, but
and I told
Rob
as much. Rob as much after the show, where I was like, "This is lazy work. Do better."
Right.
Well, it was just a question of listening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we got it right. But that's what Rob I wasn't mad. I wasn't mad at you guys. I was mad
at
that the communication wasn't clear after all that work we did during the week, saying this is what we wanted.
Yeah, well, it was out with the old and with the new,
yes,
and sometimes certain people, I think, subconsciously, it's hard. Is it hard for you to do that?
Changes,
it's hard for you to change.
Really
anything.
Hard for me. Extraordinarily
right.
hard for me.
Because there were all these vestiges going back.
Well, there was
wanted to subtract because listen,
there was
I'm
some
not
subtraction,
doing,
but there was some that should have been more subtraction should have been done. Granted.
Well, I love the history of our shows, the entities, the shows, but also at a certain point, I think from a standpoint of presentation with audio, you know, I like to get right to it.
Yeah.
And one of the things I tend to see on, and by the way, the opening to this show is the opening to the show. You're not going to get a second one.
But right.
I have had multiple people tell me over the years, like, you open your show. And then you open your show again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I thought, Oscar, we had had that discussion. I thought that was job one. I thought that was like the thing that I had said. Maybe I hadn't seen it. But
it worked out in the long run. You guys communicated during the day. Yesterday at night.
Yeah, we had a good talk last night, and we fixed it.
And so everything's coming together.
Well, he forgot it this morning, too. Well, last night when he sent me the breakdown of what it was. You know.
I guess what's important for us is that we are working collectively, and we've been doing this forever remote.
Yes.
So it's so much easier to have something fall through the cracks. And I imagine a lot of people are going through this now, even when they're working on their own projects with this pandemic in place, where I thought it was going to be done this way. But the real stressor comes when you're 24 hours away from launching something so new for everybody that you're like, this has to be perfect. And maybe we put too much pressure on ourselves.
I don't know. I think that for me, doing this for as long as we've done it, we've done this podcast and radio program. We always consider this a radio show as well. And a podcast for over 10 years now. I think it's exciting when I see something that makes me not nervous as much, probably a little nervous when you've got something going on. I think it means we take it seriously and we give a crap about what we're doing. We have always prided ourselves. I remember it was the DC Improv where we went into the improv and we had video and we had
a lot
backdrops
of stuff. Yeah.
And we had microphones and we had lights and camera and action. And we were told by, I think one of the guys that worked there, is most of these podcasters You know, it's an art that doesn't exist anymore, where there's a little showmanship. So we would bring in a few bells and whistles. Now, I like that for a live audience that we're doing on stage. When it comes to the presentation of a podcast radio show like this, I like getting right to it. You have shown us that that's what you like too.
Yeah.
When it's just us kind of flapping our gums, going in whatever direction we're going to go in. Not that the show isn't planned out, but less of the wait. I got bored with that. I thought that was tedious. Mm-hmm. I thought there was way too much overproduction for that. So that's why we decided to do what we were going to do.
Lean.
And Carl,
I can hear you now,
and I'm trying to do a brand new professional. Would you like to come in and see the way the show looks now?
Well, I thought hearing her was part of the new sound of the show.
Unless Winslow got out of his crate and is making an omelet in the kitchen. Alpo omelet.
You can zoom out if you'd like.
Yes. Oh, all right.
If she's comfortable with that.
Hold on just a second.
Hi.
All right, there we go.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla. How are you?
Wow.
Hello.
Hi.
How you been?
Thanks for helping Mike this weekend. Don't get too close. Mike.
You're mugging, Mike. Stop that. Cut that
how
out.
How dare you?
There how you dare go. You?
That's like that new auto feature.
I'm that's great. You guys sound wonderful. I've been listening.
It's awesome. That's sweet.
Although the house is really dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
are you able to hear the show okay with all the clanging of the pots and pans?
Would you like to share with the class what you shared with me? I believe it was Saturday or Sunday. I forgot what day it was when you came over. Remember, I was getting emotional.
Yeah, Mike was
watching The Descendants with the bedside moment where I got all.
So he started, crying.
No, that's sexy.
And I got close to him and I was wiping his tears. I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. And I leaned down and I gave him a kiss.
And then later on, she said, I stunk.
Then at the same time, I'm like, but I couldn't tell him what he smelled at that time because he was crying.
Yeah.
But his face smelled like mildew.
Wow.
And I have no idea why. It was disgusting.
So his face smelled like mildew?
My face smells like your breath does right now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, How dare you?
Turnabout is fair play.
Do you think the mildew face has to do with the busted pipe?
Rob says, do you think the mildew face has to do with the busted pipe?
Because there's a lot of water in your house.
In our world right now.
A lot of water in your
house. How about the carpet?
Yeah. How's the carpet doing?
Oh, my God. Our carpet smells.
Do you think like one of the previous
owners? I hate this house.
Oh, no.
And she's
gone. Oh, gone. Mike, that's the first cuss word on that new camera.
Yep. Mike, I read an article this weekend that said this pandemic has really wreaked havoc in the real estate market, not because homes aren't selling, is homes are selling too fast.
Yes. Oh,
and when they sell too fast, you don't do due diligence.
Yeah, I had a guy from my old neighborhood said, bet you wish you put your house on the market 3 months later. Just like nakedly, rude to me. Like, bet you could have made a few more. I said, hey, but you have to remember, I bought my other house at that same moment.
Okay? Right.
That's the way. By the way, can I tell people about this? Here's a rule of real estate.
Okay.
This is the absolute irrefutable truth. Most people, if they sell a house, unless they're fabulously wealthy, they're selling a house and going to get another house.
I don't know any other way.
Yeah, well,
most people might have
a terminal disease.
Yeah. Most people don't know any other way. So when you're talking about, hey, you could have gotten a lot more, you probably bought the other house you're moving into for a better price. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, one hand washes the other.
It's the same. Yeah. It's contingent on you selling the house.
And the next time someone comes up to you and says, bet you wish you had done it 3 months ago, you say, bet you wish you tried harder in school.
Mike, I've gotten, I hate this house for my wife. And you know what I say to her? I said, I do too.
Carla, do you really hate this house?
You really do, Oscar.
Oh, I really do.
You really do.
Yeah.
It's sort of a running theme.
She's always talking about other houses.
I had this sweet moment yesterday when Shannon was sitting on the bed doing her hair because we don't have anywhere else for her to do her hair. So she sits cross-legged on the bed and like she's in college.
Sure.
Right,
like a dorm room.
Right next to me in Santos. I said,
that imagery kind of works for me.
I said, one day, Peach, We're going to remember the times where you had to sit on the bed like we were in college and you're doing your hair while I'm watching TV and the dog's here just trying to help my leg. And we'll remember the times where you have a, we have an actual bathroom you can sit in and do your hair in or whatever that looks
Are
like.
Are you planning on a move at some point?
No.
Maybe you could move closer to Podcast planting, Village.
I like planting these seeds of hope. Oh, to you're get just, her past.
You're teasing
this.
Her.
Don't be sad.
To get her past
Don't be
this.
Sad. You're, you
I'm
know
not
what?
Sad. I mean, I'm a happy man, Mike.
This is all going to be yours someday. Charlie Burney can't live forever. Speaking of Charlie Burney, hold on. Oh, that's right. Charlie Burney gave me something.
Charlie, don't listen to them.
No.
Charlie. Oh, by the way, I've got. Oh, I don't have it yet.
What's that?
I didn't get it yet. I have music for everybody. I'll debut that tomorrow.
Yeah. Let's slow roll it. Slow
so
roll it.
So, Charlie.
Music.
Charlie from Podcast Village, Charlie yeah. Burney, for little Michael to open on air. Now, I cleared this with Oscar.
Yes.
Because little Michael's at school today. He will yes. be usually when we tape every
Escuela.
Day.
Escuela.
So this
you're
will
not
be given
let Mike,
to
You're not going
to
let Michael open it on his own podcast?
Not on his own podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
It's just shorter right. than yeah. this one.
It's
still called
guy.
The Michael O'Mara Show.
Michael right. O'Mara Show.
Michael O'Mara Show. The Michael O'Mara Show. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Little guy. There's a little
shut up.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
You pushed it, Oscar.
Mm. All right. Yeah. So this is redefine your safety.
Oh, look at that.
Live all.
Oh, nice packaging.
Beautiful.
Very nice. Like all really. Right. Yeah.
Live all. Is it LIVAL?
I don't want to mess it up because I'm going to give it to Michael.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, this is a bicycle helmet.
Oh how nice.
Right?
It's not just a bicycle helmet.
Hold on.
Is it an electric one?
Don't just look at it.
Hey, this is a family segment on an adult show.
Okay.
So he's got the plastic out.
Plastic wrap.
Oh, I'm messing it all up.
No. You can't mess it up.
It's a helmet.
Yeah.
All right. It's a helmet in a bag.
Ooh. That means.
Thank you, Charlie. Is Charlie around or is Charlie?
No, Charlie's at the other office.
All right.
So you're taking it out of the bag.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? All right, so has this got a light on it?
It's got. It's one of those smart apart. Helmets that you can actually connect a phone to.
Oh, so you could track where he is.
You could call, or you could play music. It's just
Charlie.
Oh my God!
It's
how
very,
cool!
Very very cool, and it's for kids.
Charlie, my God, what an incredibly thoughtful and generous gift.
Since and it's got the safety light on there as well.
Since it's open, I know it's a kid's helmet, but does it fit you at all?
You know, Shecky, I know you took your funny pills today. I'm not putting the helmet on.
I'm just
I'm
thinking,
not doing a stupid.
Can you just,
time,
can you just put times, it on top of your head to see
way,
what the ratio is?
By the way, I can't tell
is?
You with this new camera how thrilled I am with my growing out weed up here. Just right before the, look at that horrible,
Did
decrepit,
you zoom in there to see what we got topography-wise?
Yeah.
What's that? Let
a
me
little
just
zoom
hold
in.
This
yeah,
up.
Yeah, put that on top of your head just to see
well,
how.
I'm not going
to. Height to size ratio, like, you know, size ratio.
Yeah. No, we're not putting. Not wearing that. I'm going to put this back together.
Yeah, Oscar,
something
what's the matter
fell
with you?
Sorry.
On the ground.
That is so cool. So this can actually play
nice,
music
though.
Through it. That's
is,
neat.
Is Charlie a gadget guy like you are?
Oh, Charlie's a definite gadget guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so this is the story behind that
I don't
want
to put it on my head. It might stink.
But,
right, Carla?
But Charlie's soul is not full of gadgets.
No. He's fulfilled by his family.
Yeah, he
love.
Is, exactly.
So Charlie saw this, ordered it for initially for himself, full disclosure. And he, in his rush to order it, because he thought it was going to be sold out, he ordered a
so
child.
So Charlie could be tracked on his bicycle. No,
a child. It's size.
No, what it is, Mike, is a lot of people at Podcast Village, we worry about Charlie.
Oh, Charlie has one of those scooters that scoots around the city, so he wanted a smart helmet.
Have you ever gotten a Podcast Village Silver Alert, Mike? That's when Charlie's out walking around the city.
So,
all right, I'm putting this
so
back.
instead of just returning it and just getting an exchange, he ordered an adult size one for himself
and used the
and
other
he kept the,
to
he
do
kept
good.
The kids
yeah.
one. He said,
"I cannot tell you. I'll call yes. him today."
Yeah, and, so sweet. He said, "I think Mike,
well,
little Michael
I'll
would
drop
like
him
this.
A note today. I'll drop him a line.
That's cool."
And I said, "I think little Michael would love that."
Mm-hmm.
So we agreed. And
that
he
is
said
really
it.
Charlie. That is so wonderful.
That's really
and,
sweet.
He's about due to grow out of the Batman helmet.
Wow, yeah.
So that's cool too.
Safety first, and Mike.
I'm trying to get this. I don't want
to. I was asked to wear a helmet as a child, but not when I was on a bike.
Yeah. But just that was because
Rob for about 14 years wore one of those hockey helmets.
Yeah, the soft spot.
And you know what? There was other corrective devices, but my knees are better and my feet are straightforward.
Run, Robert, run! Run, Robert, run!
They called it a smart helmet, but it didn't have any devices in it.
One of the things I do down here, let me ask you guys, when you do a remodel of a studio, when you do some rebuilding of a studio, do you go to broadcast after everything has been like buttoned up and cleaned up and neatened up and all that? I don't. It looks like a tornado hit this studio right now.
We usually clear all the gear, or by we, I mean me. Mm-hmm. Me and maybe two or three hands.
People to help you, don't you?
Gets minions.
Well, no, I you know what, Mike? I like to know it's being done right. So I do get involved. And so we do have team members. So we all work together, and we clear the entire studio of the gadgets, build what we have to build, and then cable what we need to cable. And then we actually go test live. Because if a cable needs to be rerouted, we haven't put everything away. So we're in a similar space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I understand, Bruce.
But when you're finished, it's tidy, 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 right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, after the test, cable. You want to have all the stuff hidden, and you clean it. Maximize your counter space, all that stuff. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to do that.
I wish I did. We all wish we did live in Florida.
I've lost my phone.
It seems to be much nicer.
What?
Florida, the weather, the climate, everything.
We're going to talk about that in the homepage coming up.
Yeah, I just said we all do wish we lived there.
Are you getting anything? Ice. At all?
Ice.
Just and that. There's another weather event
on
Thursday.
It's going to be an ice event.
An ice event, yes, Thursday morning. That's
how would you rate the season? So it's been kind of crappy.
C-.
Right?
At best.
Yeah, it's worse. And I'll tell you, Mike. You usually have a story, and you might have it this week. I'm sorry if you do, but like as far as people getting seasonal depression, if you got it, you know it. You're getting it.
Mm-hmm.
It's even worse with the pandemic.
It is.
It's hard to find the silver lining where you're like, just some ice. Well, no, we don't want to really drive to work, so it's no big deal. Well, they're not really selling the road, so if I had to go somewhere, I probably wouldn't make it anyways. So,
and also the weather, variant, Mike. It's the worst variant of DC weather, and you lived here long enough to know it. It's not a mild winter. It's not a cold winter. It's a damp, 35-degree, humid winter, and it's disgusting. You go outside, and you walk a block,
someday,
it's gross.
Someday, we will move my facility down here, and you guys can come down and do at least a week of shows down here, which I think you're, and this would be the time of year to do it.
Can we move you to Miami, and then we come down? Maybe we all go somewhere?
What?
We all go somewhere.
Oscar, he's pleased with the idea of Florida. He's just sort of laser-focusing his target.
Miami would be nice. Maybe we do a live show afterwards.
Yeah. Well, I could go to my show. It's 90 minutes to go down. If you wanted to do every year a show down in Miami, live shows down in Miami,
I love Miami.
And you could set it up remotely.
Yes.
I do Miami every year, maybe 2 weeks.
Great.
Come down for 2 weeks.
2 months.
But that's expensive.
Find a diner.
Are you being serious? Or are you being, I mean,
Mike, after this pandemic lifts, people want to get out.
Yeah.
Now we're going back to Vegas.
Would it be more cost effective, though, to come down here where I have a facility? And
one's going to want to come to Fort Myers for a live show.
Well, I don't want to do a live show.
No, he just wants to do the show.
Oh, okay,
I want to do the show.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We'll do a live show. By the way, I would love to do a live show at some point in Miami.
Yeah,
or Fort Lauderdale area, or that type, or even Tampa.
223.
You know?
Yeah, Jacksonville.
Yeah,
so many great places.
223
brought to you by Pfizer.
The vaccine.
All right. Okay. All right. We're done talking.
No,
thank you very much. I'm sorry. That's it. It's time to take a break, and I'm going to play this now. Okay. There we are. That sound good?
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back with more fun and thrills. This is The Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, it is your father.
Listen to The Mike Show.
The Mike Show.
And then
The Mike Show.
There was a segment on The Mike Show where you talked about me dying in the list you gave me.
I am disappointed in you.
Am I your payaso? Which means am I your clown?
Oh,
am I your clown, right, in Spanish?
No.
And,
am I your clown? Yeah. Oh, my God.
And it sounds worse in Spanish.
Yeah, payaso.
Just like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Your brother's being pushy. Tell him to back off.
Say hello to my little friend.
Don't be un payaso. The TMOS bonus show is an extra uncensored hour of
love La Diversión. Every week, order a subscription today by clicking the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. And you'll have a plethora of the Mike Bonus Show.
Payaso.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of the program is brought to you by Thompson Cigar. Now, listen, the best way to relax is with a premium cigar, and I get mine from Thompson Cigar Company. It's part of my golfing ritual with over a century in the business. These guys really, really, really know their stuff. They have the best prices on everything from Macanudo to Monte Cristo.
Monte Cristo.
Looking to try new rare top-rated blends? Check out Thompson Cigars Tour and sample five different blends each month. Thompson Cigar Company, you are going to love. And they continue to be the number one choice for premium cigars in the USA because they deliver the very best customer experience. It is so, so great to shop for something I love with online convenience and know that I'm dealing with the best in the biz. So, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you to sit back and take a break from all the craziness with a cigar from Thompson Cigar Company. These guys rarely do offers, but right now, Thompson is offering our listeners 15% off orders over $75 or 20% off orders over $99. Just go to ThompsonCigar.com and use promo code TMOS when you're ready to check out. That website is Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, cigar.com, and use the code TMOS. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the homepage.
Ah, the homepage. Guess whose voice that was?
Maddie.
That's Maddie Masiello, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoy that. Did you hear that okay? Was that level okay, or should I do it again?
Because let's
I
hear get it again. Concerned Let's about hear it again.
Let's do it again. Let's do that again. Right. I think I need to do this just a little bit. And now I like to feature Maddie. Here we go. Play.
This is the homepage.
Isn't that nice?
I love it. That's very sweet.
I like that.
A little texture.
All right. So we were talking about the cold weather. It was so cold. It's so cold around the entire United States.
How cold is it?
Not really doing shtick.
Oh, okay.
It is so cold that Dallas, Oklahoma, San Antonio, Kansas City, Austin, and Corpus Christi all saw their coldest temperatures since the 1980s. I'm curious to know what exactly it is in D.C., just how cold it is up there.
The current temperature, Mike, in Washington, D.C., 41 degrees and cloudy.
Yeah, so 41, but overnight, it'll freeze overnight, 30, 32. And then when we have, I guess the last 3 days, we've had ice, hail, ice, hail, and then we're taking a pause.
Yeah,
right back to sleet, ice, hail.
But we've not, it's Mike. We've seldom ducked below 30 degrees, and that's that horrible.
Yeah, but you're not getting what the rest of the country is.
No, not even close.
It is so cold.
They're paralyzed.
That almost half of the people in the country are under a winter storm watch, a warning, or an advisory. That's 154 million people. It is so cold that the pucks kept shattering during a charity hockey game in Alberta, Canada.
Wow.
This is a true story. Temperatures were getting as low in Alberta as minus 40 degrees.
Mm.
That's cold. It is so cold that in Kansas, the highway patrol cracked an egg and the yolk froze on the way out and turned into a solid stick.
Wow. That's the opposite of the other DJ trope of putting an egg on the sidewalk in the summertime to watch it fry. So
and
they're
so
using
cold.
Eggs to tell weather now.
A salt truck in Tennessee. Thanks for that. A salt truck in Tennessee hit a patch of black ice and rolled over. That's how cold it is. So that's all I got. But anyway, let's see here. Larry King's widow. That's not what I wanted to play. I wanted to play this. Mike's first mistake. Larry King's widow, Sean, found out last week that she was left out of his will, and she's fighting it.
Oh, snap.
Didn't we have a Larry King will story, though, before he died? I thought that when they got divorced.
He was rewriting the will.
Yes, I believe that's
because
right.
Because they got divorced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
yeah.
She's fighting it. Larry filed for divorce from Sean in August of 2019. 2 months later, he amended his will to state that he wanted his $2 million estate split between his five children, but never told her. By the way, all the jokes aside, Larry King, with both his daughter passing away,
mm-hmm.
and his son
Larry
predeceasing
Jr.,
him,
yeah.
I mean, really horrible. You know, Larry, you know, had a divorce from Sean a while back. It was ugly. Sean says she and Larry wrote up a very watertight family estate plan together in 2015. But didn't all the crap with their marriage happen
before
after 2015?
Yeah,
after. Before they broke up.
Yeah.
Before she, you know, and she thinks it supersedes the changes Larry made.
Does she know?
Poor Larry.
And isn't it odd that they would use the word watertight? Because doesn't the pool boy get involved in that story?
I think it was a soccer coach.
Pool boy.
Pool boy.
Sean King.
Sean King.
Sorry, yeah. Too soon?
No, about right.
Too she mean also is thinks terrible.
Someone pressured Larry into changing his will. But if she has a culprit in mind, she's not naming them. Two of Larry's remaining heirs, Cannon and Chance, are her sons with Larry. And she says they didn't know about the new will either, and they support her.
But yeah, okay, are they in the will,
the new kids support her. Well, I don't know. But I think the kids are in the will. I think he left everything to his kids, but she wasn't taking it. Is this any... Look, when you're the trophy wife and you pull this kind of crap, it just shows that you really were the trophy wife and that your motivations are... But I thought that it's sick.
Am I wrong to think, fellas, that $2 million for Larry King and the body of work this man and all of those fish oils is not something... a number that should impress us. I thought that man would at least have a $20 million
estate. I think that
number's
wrong. I think that number has
missing
to be wrong.
Missing a zero.
I was plagued by bad investments.
You have to realize, though, with Larry King, Larry had, I believe, the home in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had for a long time a place in Washington, D.C.,
sure.
And probably in New York as well. Mm-hmm. But Larry was a worker bee. Larry went to the diner for bagels. Larry wasn't out there buying yachts or anything like that.
But
so one has to look at perhaps the spouse and see how much money was chewed up to her.
He just signed like a $5 million production deal like 7 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she had a lifestyle that she'd grown accustomed to. And also, Larry came from the world of horse racing. So there might be debts we might not know about.
Why are you doing shtick? We're having you. Aren't you serious about?
I would like to see the financials.
Oscar's right. $2 million seems to be a little silly.
If that is the case, there's a leak that we don't know about. There's something he had a habit of some sort. Whether maybe he was a spender.
I don't think
maybe
it's $2 million. I think they're wrong about $2 million. I think $20 million would be, you know, well, no,
absolutely.
Not $20 million probably.
Well, no.
I would say
20 based alone on the fact that he has a house in Beverly Hills. That's $10 million right there.
If he took $1 million of those dollars, even from his CNN heyday, and he put that in some investment trust, it would compound. It would be more than two easily.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, just out of curiosity, I want to know, what are we listening to?
This is The Homepage.
Thank you very much, Maddie.
She loves it. Look at her. Ear to ear.
A few weeks ago, Buffalo Bill's house. Not the original Buffalo Bill, but Buffalo Bill, that Buffalo Bill.
Oh, I thought you meant where the team lived.
From Silence of the Lambs. It could have been three. Could have been the guy with the leather fringe. It could have been the team that Jimmy loves so bad, but no, it's the Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
His house.
Okay.
Buffalo Bill, you know.
Yeah.
He skins his victims. It sold after being listed for around $300,000. The house is located in Perryopolis, which is near Pittsburgh. The new owner plans to turn the home into a bed and breakfast.
Oh, what are they serving?
Human beings' liver. Liver and onions. It's just funny. So it would be possible for you to spend the night in the house where Clarice Starling finally caught Buffalo Bill. Bill's underground lair wasn't filmed at the house.
No.
But the new owner has a background as an art director and prop stylist, and he's planning to recreate the well.
Charming.
Oh my God.
To give fans and visitors a photo opportunity and presumably to make a little extra cash off the whole thing. In my opinion, the type of people that'll be sharing your B&B if you choose to go to a bed and breakfast outside of Pittsburgh in what appears to be a town with really nothing going for it, just to be where somebody ate people or skinned people, that's a little twisted.
It's a serial murder themed restaurant.
Though, if you're in your 20s and that's like you got nothing to lose, people go to the Jersey Shore house just to take pictures of themselves in front of that. Yeah, I have a little more respect.
But I mean, they do the same thing with the house for the Christmas story, but it has a certain warmth to it, yeah. Right?
Now,
it's a different.
If
mood.
I was taking reservations though, and he got the thing all built with the Buffalo Bill hat, yes. And they said, "I'd like a reservation for two," and I'd say, "Are you a big old fat person?" Sorry. One of the new dating terms to come out of the pandemic is Fauciing. Oh. Have you heard this one yet?
No.
This is where you stop dating someone because they're not taking social distancing or other precautions seriously enough. Dr. Fauci himself just found out about the term during an interview after a reporter told him all about it. It got a big laugh out of him. He does have a great sense of humor. He doesn't take himself too seriously. And then he jokingly threatened to, "I'm going to Fauci you." Hey, go Fauci yourself. Fauci off.
Don't you think it'd be better as Fauching?
Fauching.
That sounds
a little sicker. And now a little something, ladies and gentlemen. Most of the U.S. is covered in snow right now. We were talking about the cold snap at the beginning of this, and I know it's annoying when they don't plow your street right away, but is it the best way to handle it? This might not be. Europe had a ton of snow, too. And on Saturday, there's a guy in Ukraine who was angry that his road wasn't cleared yet. So he decided to confess to a fake murder. He called the cops and said he stabbed his mom's boyfriend in the chest and wanted to turn himself in.
Oh, no.
But he said they'd need to bring a plow because there was no way in or out. This is a long way to go to get your street plowed. They ended up getting there in an SUV. They didn't even bring a plow, so it didn't work. And when they showed up, the mom's boyfriend in Ukraine was fine. It turned out the guy's road had actually been plowed earlier that day, but he didn't think that they did a good enough job. It doesn't sound like he's facing real jail time, though. He could get hit with a very, very small $5 fine.
$5.
I guess that's the Ukraine currency rate right there. When asked about the fine, the man shook a $5 bill in the air and said, "You'll never get this. You'll never get this. La, 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 la. La, 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 la." Thank you. Thank you very much. We will take a break, everybody, and come back with more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
If you are a marijuana enthusiast, you are either thinking about the next time you're going to get it, how you're going to get it, where you're going to hide it. It's on your mind all the time.
That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
Score weed to find a dealer to get the good stuff.
Drugs are bad.
I'm good.
Oh, my God. The Maui Wowie they have is the best.
I'm paranoid right now because I ate that cookie.
I am actually on LSD now.
The burning weed with its roots in hell.
Turn on. Tune in. Drop out. And subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show.
The TMOS Bonus Show is an extra primo top shelf fatty of laughs every week.
Don't harsh my buzz, dude. Subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show and expand your mind.
Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com and my guy will totally hook you up.
Let's get some Cheetos.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program is brought to you by Movement. Once upon a time, in a tiny apartment in Southern California, two college dropouts teamed up to create a watch company that broke all the rules, dude. What are you doing here?
I'm wearing my Movement watch, Mike.
Fair prices, unexpected colors, and clean original designs. Movement grew into one of the fastest-growing watch brands, shipping to over 160 countries across the globe. Movement watches have the look and quality of a $400 to $500 watch, but cost a fraction of that because they own their process from start to finish. You are going to love Movement as much as I do. Now Movement has expanded into blue light glasses, minimalist jewelry, and style essentials that don't break the bank, all designed out of their California headquarters. Now, if you got to spend all day in front of my computer, like me, the Everscroll blue light filtering glasses are a game changer.
Cool, so cool.
Your eyes will feel protected. It really helps with eye strain and poor sleeping patterns. And I love the modern style of the frames. You are going to love these. If you want to elevate your look with style that doesn't break the bank, then join the Movement and get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to MVMT.com/TMOS. Again, that's MVMT.com/TMOS. And we thank you, Movement. We appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I don't have to play anything right now, right?
No, you're good. Right? You're good.
Okay, good. That's good. just trying to work out the bugs. That's all.
You're doing a great job.
Just like the guy in Sounds of the Lambs,
so as well, Mike. I'm looking at all the comments. People like it. People say you
really
look great. Yes.
I hope so. I hope so. And you're on the snarky one, right? Where they
they usually hate. Don't get me wrong. They're hating on Rob and I, but they like you.
Why are they hating on Rob and you? Why? What could they possibly be hating on?
I don't know. It's the usual. See, he's like, Rob wore that last week. Oscar wears that shirt all the time. Yeah.
Well, I wear the same clothing. I'm wearing golf attire. I don't want to piss the rest of the country off today by telling them that it's going to be 78 degrees here today.
It sounds glorious.
That's really nice. I have a friend in Chicago that says they're getting 18 inches of snow to get on their 21 inches of snow, and they've run out of places to put it. So that's,
you know, it's the global extremes that we have. Before we continue here, I know that I have been talking about a little cryptically about weight loss. But if I don't say this publicly, I'm going to continue down the highway that I am traveling down right now. I had another one of those weekends. And I am firmly of the belief that that there are several things I ate over the weekend that are so horrible for me. But it started where we went to an outdoor restaurant.
Okay.
And we get excited because we do this now, and we get very, very excited to do. If there's a place that's outside with social distancing, we can do that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, while it's probably not the best choice for everybody, I'm cool with it. And if you're outside, we go to this place. We roll up. Carla finds it on Facebook. Ooh. There's the first problem, okay? That she finds it on Facebook, and we drive in, and I look at the menu, and the menu looks like it's going to be pretty good. Now,
how did she find it? Was it a targeted ad for your neighborhood? Because I'm curious. We talk about targeted ads. So
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. Does it open up into a larger suite?
I don't know.
I like that you guys go to different... Well, I don't like that you guys are going to restaurants, but that's a different conversation.
We don't go inside.
And
we don't go crowded either.
Okay. It's an unnecessary risk for me, but that's selfish because I don't want you to die. For me,
the name of the restaurant, by the way, was British Strain.
Mike, I've read about them. They have a wonderful cocktail called the Droplet. If you want to try it,
they
the mask. Maddie, is my camera messed up again?
Am I over too far? Over a little bit. Yeah,
yeah,
that'd be
you
great.
Can do it with the camera or your body. Whatever's easier.
That's the voice from the homepage.
This is Mike moving the camera.
Is that all right? So
you were saying.
I'm sorry.
You were saying.
You look like Harvey Dent. That's a comic book.
I like that you and Carla.
Phone?
Hello?
Yes.
Hold on just a second. I'm going to put you on speaker. I'm sorry. Hello. Yes, go ahead.
We have found suspicious activities from your banking account.
Oh, this is bad.
Give him everything.
There is a legal case being filed under your name and
good.
There is an arrest warrant being issued for the same. In order to talk to an officer from Law Enforcement Unit of Federal Reserve System, please press 1 and hold the line.
Yes, got to press
Should
1.
Should I go for it?
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm
go for it. Go for it. Yeah,
absolutely.
Go for it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Remember, you're officer.
Yeah, this is a law enforcement officer.
Law Enforcement Department of Federal Reserve, how can I help you?
Oh, my God, they just told me that I'm in trouble with the law. What the hell am I going to do? Hello? Mm-hmm. Hello?
Where?
They just told me that my accounts are being hacked and that I need to give all my personal information to you or it's going to result in disaster. How do I do that?
Uh-huh. Can you verify maybe the home address so I can confirm I'm talking to the right
person? No, you asshole. I can't give you my home address.
Ask if he wants your mom's maiden name.
Oh, he's gone. He's gone. I'm sorry.
We used to play a game.
That's good for the new show. That's a good omen. Yes, sirree.
We used to play a fun game around Podcast Village, and it was called passively breaking into someone's identity. You'd say, hey, Maddie, I can't remember the last 4 digits of your Social Security number. Can you remind me of those?
That's the way it works. Man, anyway. So getting back to the weight thing. It's a never-ending battle. This is just like in my, you know, food can be an addiction, right?
Of course.
So when's the last time you were skinny? What year?
1970s.
No. I saw some pictures of you in the
80s. No, when I started working with Don and prior to, I got fat in the 1980s.
You were pretty thin in 85, 86 when you started the morning show.
I was pretty thin, but I still was doughy. I gained my weight in college. I was probably my freshman year of college. I was still pretty thin.
Okay.
You know, I wasn't, but I was always, you know, by the time I got to like my junior and senior year with the abundance of alcohol and bad for you food, the ship was leaving the port, so to speak.
Got it.
There we are. So long, skinny days. But the real battle has been over, you know, my in my 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s. So old. And so this is the way it starts. There's
I hate
a little
that you
snack.
Have to pluralize 60s now. It used to be just 60, but
I'm
now
60
it's,
now.
It's 60s.
There is a tiny little snack that I have been using as, quote, a healthy snack.
Mm. Okay.
And that is an apple that is cut up in sections.
Yeah.
With a tiny little dollop of peanut butter to go with it. So you kind of eat the apples and the peanut butter at the same. It is one of my all-time favorite snacks. I truly love this snack. It's really enjoyable. And it's evolved. And yesterday was the ultimate. Once a day, that is my treat. I enjoy that as opposed. Now, by the way, the previous treat was one of these Sargento snack breaks that have a perfectly portioned group of nuts and then cranberries and a little bit of cheese. That is a perfect calorically, but it's a tiny little, you know,
are
it fits
they good?
In your hand.
Well, they're very strict.
They're good.
Yet.
They're good when you're trying to lose weight, and it worked for me to lose weight.
They're very strict. It's the Italian word actually means the sergeant. And that's why they're being strict about it. They're like
but
running
they're,
their life.
No, they're Sargento. It's a name of people, and they make cheese, ass. That's what they do. That's the
I was bleeding him.
That's fun.
I was sitting there, and it started with just that. Little peanut butter, tiny little apple. Then slowly, steadily, relentlessly, the peanut butter portion has begun to grow a little bit out of control.
Okay.
What type yesterday of peanut butter? Was the pardon me?
What type of peanut butter? I'm sorry.
I believe it's Jif Creamy.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's an excellent choice.
The kind you get in the 2-pack at the box store.
Love it.
That's an excellent choice. Like. That or Peter
and
Pan are probably my favorites.
Slowly but surely I go into this. And then yesterday, not only did I have two apples with peanut butter, one one in the midday and one in the evening. But the first time that I enjoyed the peanut butter, I took what the equivalent of 2 heaping tablespoons of peanut butter on the plate both times. Ooh. Then
do you go scoop, dollop, and then lick the spoon? Is that how you do it?
Were you there?
Mike, that's how I would do it. And so just wondering if we're on the same plane here.
Tradecraft.
Yeah.
Last night after this, and I go, I'm hungry, out of control hungry. I've eaten too much anyway during the day. I go for a third apple. And there's no peanut butter, very little peanut butter in the plastic jar of Jif.
At this, I need to ask Mike what kind of apple and what size of apple, because they can be,
It was probably a variant on the Honeycrisp apple.
So it's a big guy.
It's not a super big one, but it's big enough.
Okay. All right.
It's big enough to really enjoy. It's an apple you can eat.
Sure.
And so, I take the spoon. This time it's a teaspoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm it's remarkable how much peanut butter you can get out of what you believe is an empty jar when you put your mind to it. And Carla comes out from the bedroom, says nothing, but I know she was aware of it because she picked up the empty vessel of the peanut butter. And I'm just here to say publicly, that was my last hurrah. And, Carla's at the grocery store. We can't bring peanut butter now into the house because I will eat a jar of peanut butter a week if we keep doing that.
Mike, when you were extracting the final, this is where you might realize you have a problem as I do.
I thought you'd gone to something.
Hey, look at that.
Oh, we have another one. Did you get that at the grocery store?
Yeah. She knows what feeds you, what loves you.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to die soon. I'm going to die soon with my peanut butter.
When you were extracting
the final. You got that at
Publix?
You did.
Oh, boy.
Just step in for a second here.
A second appearance.
Did you, what was your feeling when you saw me sitting with the jar?
Well, actually, I didn't notice it until this morning.
When you saw the empty jar?
Yeah, and then there was a spoon inside there, and I threw away the container. I thought, oh, you know what? I'll give him some more. I'm going to the grocery store.
Oh, that's
non-GMO
so sweet.
And gluten-free.
That's so sweet.
7 grams of protein.
And Mike, you really haven't gone to the next level because I've gone to the point when we've gotten an empty jar of peanut butter that I've gotten a spatula. Because that's how you really, really get the jar clean.
Nobody can top.
You want a spoon?
Huh? No, I don't want a spoon. I'm not going to have any today.
Oh, God.
I'm going to test it. You really take a spatula?
When I finished
it. Like that rubber thing to really scoop the inside?
When I finished it, you could have used it for food service without washing. That was clean. Tell you what. And the thing is, it's one of my triggers for my tummy. I shouldn't eat peanut butter. I know when I'm eating it that tomorrow morning is going to be a bad morning, and still I get out the spatula. That's an addiction.
Yeah,
so
okay, well,
you're not alone, Mike.
All right. Thank you very much. We have to take a break. Oh, it's my job to play that. I messed it up. Hold on. Wait. Hey, guess what? Guess what we're changing?
You got it.
You're going to play that. That's what, you know, I thought it would be for me, but there we go.
We designed it for you.
Luke Bryan.
Hi, America. This is Luke Bryan, and I won't be satisfied till I get every one of your redneck dollars in my wallet.
I'm here with Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and he wears real tiny little jackets.
This is going to work, right? I mean, this is going to be good. Right?
I make my own beer. It tastes like
take it from country music doofus. Luke Bryan.
Hi, this is Luke Bryan,
and I never shave my neck.
From shiny new licorice hats to red Solo cups,
I've got goose flesh.
The Mike O'Mara Shopping Center has got you covered for all your hillbilly shopping needs.
Holy!
Just click the shopping center banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Ain't that right, Luke?
That dang old internet, man. Click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Thank you, Luke. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of our program brought to you by Stamps.com. Listen to me. This is important. Going to the post office is probably not how you want to spend your time. That's why I recommend mailing and shipping online at Stamps.com. Stamps.com allows you to mail and ship anytime from anywhere right from your computer. You can send letters, you can ship packages, and you can pay a lot less with discounted rates from the USPS and UPS and more. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. It's no wonder nearly 1 million, Mr. Powers, small businesses already use Stamps.com just like us. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com. Instead. Now, there's no risk, and with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in stamps.com. Promo code TMOS as well. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We hope you like our new look. We're very proud of it. We're very happy about this. And, you know, I think we need to get, you're putting your finger up in the
air. Yeah, Mike, I'm just going to step out and give Pony my laptop because I want him to check on something in the video presentation. Everything's fine. I just want him to see it on my
computer.
Well,
come back because I was going to talk about Valentine's Day Santana style.
I'm going to throw this in the other room.
How was your Valentine's Day, Mike?
It was
fell on Sunday
dreamy.
This year. Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah. Mrs. O'Mara gave me a golf bag.
Like for clubs or like for
Clubs, like Sunday morning.
Oh wow!
What giant card she got me? She got me. I hadn't gotten anything for her yet. She was going in to take a micro needling class.
Oh yeah,
I hear a little something. Hold on, I'm here. You hear that?
No.
Okay, must be me. She was taking a microneedling class, so I was planning on, while she was away at school, I was going to, she's a great facialist, by the way,
yes.
A great esthetician.
What's her phone number again?
I don't have it in front of me.
But it is, there is a way you can click on the front page of our website and get right in touch with her. It's a great way to do it, yes.
Thank you. Hey, Rob just gave you a free promo, Carla.
She thinks I'm a dork. She doesn't care.
Anyway, no, she doesn't. So I was kind of taken aback.
So you were not prepared. You were not prepared.
No, I wasn't prepared for that.
Carrie, one of the greatest things about Carrie is she has outwardly, even in the days of dating, anti-Valentine's Day. We never do anything, not even cards or anything. However, while we were watching a very, very mediocre show on Netflix called Firefly Lane, I did get up, and Sunday night I made her chocolate pudding from scratch. And that was my Valentine's Day gift for her.
You put any peanut butter in it?
No, but I did serve it with whipped topping.
I'm sorry. I ended up going to the store, got her a couple of outfits.
Oh, good.
I got her three outfits that were in the clearance rack.
Did you go to that boutique called The Afterthought?
The afterthought, she put two of them back. And are we having a meltdown? Are we having a meltdown with our video presentation?
I don't think so.
I'm curious. I don't know what's going on.
No, I'm sorry, Mike. This is on me. I don't have my phone today. Usually I yell at them through my phone, and you never notice that. Now I have to do it. I have to do it through the
in person.
Office. Can you share with our audience what they were doing? Since I'm dying,
they weren't doing anything wrong. And by yelling, I think is the wrong verbiage. Everything looks fine, but if it's not perfect, I like to let them know. So okay. I want to make sure it's perfect.
And also, wasn't it nice that Pony got to see you walk for once?
You know, yeah, a little bit. Let me just mute this and just tell Pony one thing real quick.
Okay, very good. So you scored about 330 on the...
You're doing the same thing I'm doing. It doesn't make it funny when you're doing it, okay? Even when he goes away for a second, it's bad. But anyway, so yeah, all right. I was guilty of last-minuting.
You scored 333 on the outfits, right?
Hold on. Yeah, that sucks, though. Because I really thought I did a nice job. I pride myself on having a fashion design sense.
Yeah, and you dress failed. Your wife.
We've talked about this.
Mm-hmm. The clearance rack had been picked over. What I do is I go, well, I'm sorry. I buy clearance. I buy myself clearance, so I'm going to buy her clearance.
Clearance.
You know, it was terrible. How was Valentine's Day in the Santana household?
Terrible.
For you?
My wife, I don't know how she did this. She probably thought I had it and loves me. I thought we had decided to do the no gifts bit, and I know... It's not because we didn't want any gifts. It's just been so busy that I was like, hey, like Christmas is like really great for everybody. Let's just hit pause on Valentine's Day.
When do you think you had this conversation?
2 weeks ago.
Okay. So, that's a pretty good time.
Yeah, let's hit pause on Valentine's Day, and your birthday's coming up on the 27th, so I'll get you then, right?
Right.
We're good. I got you covered then. Don't worry about me or anybody else. Hold on a sec.
God damn it. What are they? This is something's going terribly wrong here, and I hate it. I really do. You have any idea, Checky?
I don't.
What's going on?
I have
are you
no
blissfully
idea.
Unaware of
no,
what's going
I mean,
on?
I'm not blissful. I'm concerned, but right. I mean, it looks fine on my presentation, so I have to guess it's something after our
Lincoln. Down.
As I said earlier.
Did you have an agreement with Pony 2 weeks ago about not doing anything on the 16th?
No. I said to my wife, let's not make it a big deal. It falls on a Sunday, and she was good with that. She ended up getting
me
a car.
Did Pony screw up the debut of our new equipment? And
no, nothing got screwed up. I demand excellence, Mike. And when I see something
I need
else,
more information.
Yeah.
I was getting an audit. So I was the resolution of the video was not up to snuff for me. And I monitor it real time, and it's perfect. You never see me just scurry away.
Is it because of me?
No, it's not because of you.
Is it because of my new camera?
No. This might be a network thing on our end.
You have to assign blame. You know, right now, Mike wants blame more than anything in the world.
I need blame.
He needs
blame.
It.
Whose
he needs
fault is
a
it?
Scapegoat.
I will say that I thought we look a lot better than the way we look when I see myself on camera. But that might be because, honestly, the camera adds 10 pounds once it hits the internet, right? Like, I just realized, I was like, man, I'm really 205 and not 200 again. This is nuts. Yeah, Mike, you look much better. See, now that you're good. You're good.
I'm uncomfortable now.
Yeah, and Mike, you're going to want to watch the mail
really,
for your
I want
Paul
more
Abdul
people
lens.
Tuning into the video presentation,
yes.
too.
Yes.
All right? That's,
well, that's
a
what,
live.
Yeah, that's and, what we're getting into this. So I appreciate that.
It's the live
steady
presentation.
We get over 100 people all the time. It's live. We're live. Everything looks good.
Mm-hmm. Everything's fine.
What I was clarifying to my wife is that, hey, just because you got me a card doesn't mean, like, I'm going to get you a card.
Right.
That's not me. Nothing is nothing. Nothing means nothing. We're not going to do anything.
You've been married long enough to know that's not true.
It's never going to happen. It's a woman's holiday. They want something.
Yes.
And I'm not being sexist by saying it. It is a statement of fact. It is not misogynistic. Mm-mm. It is not sexist. It is a woman's holiday. It's more important to women than it is to men in general. You know,
it's just a quiet one of those. It's
it was a quiet
little
one.
Little guy.
Yeah, probably valid.
Yeah, just a you little know, guy, that, just in
that,
case.
That's it.
So that aside, if you
so
make
distracted.
A if you make a pact, Mike, if you make a pact, you should stick to it.
Right.
So
it's an agreement by definition.
So this morning, the morning opens up, Sunday opens up. She's like, "Happy Valentine's Day," and then we're fine. We have a 1 o'clock at work. We're going to work. We're good. I meet with Mike at 11 a.m. So I leave the house early and I meet with Mike. We get an hour and a half of work in, and then I call her and said, I'm picking you up to go to work. So be ready and on the stoop, please. So
Sunday that, is work day.
Sunday is work day. It's every Sunday we work. And I pick her up on the stoop. She gets in the car real quick.
Is she actually standing outside?
Yeah, I don't need to wait. I tell her, like, literally, I'm 5 minutes out, and she's out there.
She's
going
Santos. From podcast A to podcast B.
Yes.
But the weather wasn't great, and she was forced to stand out there on Valentine's Day.
It was fine.
I'm sure she's
she jumps
fine.
In and
she's
she hands me a car. She goes, "Happy Valentine's."
Thanks for picking me up, husband.
There we go. All
right. She's like,
"Do you have any chocolates?"
She jumps in and she says, "Happy Valentine's Day," and gives me a card.
Aww.
And then I shove it on the side of the car.
Oh, the door. The convenience.
Yeah, you didn't even open it?
We're running late, Mike. I'll open it later.
Oh, you're a monster.
You could at least take
5 seconds to open the card up, for God's sake.
You're probably right. So moved on, got to work. Whole work day goes by. We get a lot of stuff done. She heads home. I head home. And around, I'd say 9 o'clock, she says, "Did you like my card?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm going to go get it from the car." So I go grab it from the car, and then I scurry.
Oh, you mean the card that's still in the convenience slot in my driver's side door?
Such a dick.
Yeah, you really are.
That's dickish. This is the most dickish thing you've done in a long time.
I didn't mean to do all of this. There was a lot going
Super
on,
Super dickish.
Mike.
I wish she was around. Is she floating around? I want to talk to her tomorrow.
Super dickish.
Get her in here. I want to talk. Is she going to be at the small place tomorrow or the big place?
We can get her in, but we have technology.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to Shannon about Valentine's Day.
And then that's when I was like, Peach, because she was doing her hair as she was complaining about Valentine's Day. I said, "One day we're going to think about the sweet time when you're sitting on the bed." And
you said that before.
Yeah, yeah. But that's why I gave her the whole like hope. You know, let's do this.
You tease her with lies.
She doesn't need a lot, Oscar. She needs you to open the card that she gave you that she took the time to get at the drugstore.
It was fine.
Drugstore.
She wrote something sweet, and I said, "I'll get you on your birthday."
Nice.
So her birthday is 2 weeks away.
You better try pretty hard.
You're an incurable romantic. That is just a fantastic.
True love is hard to find.
All right. Very good. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. We'll take a break. Smooches. We're going to come back with a new feature right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
I think you told me, cousin.
My daddy!
I am the only daddy you got. I am the damn paterfamilias.
My supervisory capacity sometimes is a little diminished due to my advanced age. I've decided to exploit my son. He knows his daddy. Dad, you might be able to get 10% off your beer. Just imagine you could drink 10% more. Because they're 7 and they're boys, they can get into stuff. Sitting in the garage, playing with a box cutter. I'm Mike O'Meara. I'm Father of the Year.
The Mike O'Meara Bonus Show is an extra hour of uncensored TMOS every week. Get a bonus show subscription and never miss any of the fatherly wisdom or advice from Mike O'Meara, Father of the Year.
Daddy wasn't there.
That's so nasty.
Sad.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo. We all have memories from childhood that shaped who we are today. With a KiwiCo subscription, you and your child get everything you need to create unforgettable moments right now.
Oscar, talking about the present.
Right now.
Your child can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to their door every month. KiwiCo takes exploration to new heights, and everything they need is inside each colorful crate so your child can get started right away. It's hard to find new, creative ways to keep kids busy while stretching their brain, especially now. KiwiCo can help. Plus, there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. I love that KiwiCo got my son interested in astronomy. That was so much fun for both of us. And he's got a new crate on the way. I'm going to tell you all about it when he gets it. He cannot wait. I can't wait. I'm ready for his next adventure. KiwiCo, redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart. Everybody at KiwiCo, get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code TMOS. Now, we hit the new music for the digital dumpster. Open it up, everybody. Come on now. There it is.
Hey, look, you know what I found in the digital dumpster? It's Oscar's Valentine's Day card.
There you go.
There it is.
Oscar, I'm going to play that for you one more time, and yes. I want to see if you can hear the outlier that Rob, I noticed it, and then Rob mentioned it, and I didn't know it was in there, but there's something in that opening that that you have to, you know, since we're starting today, it's the first day we're using this.
Yes.
Tell me what you hear. All right, here we go. Listen up.
Oh. It seems to be, it's not a paper bag, it's a plastic bag.
It's a hefty bag.
Yeah, it seems to be like a some sort of a plastic bag that hits. Now, I can't tell if it's hitting other trash or if it's just hitting, it's like a thump.
It varies day to day, Oscar.
I'm terribly sorry. You've lost your chance. Let's bring in, is Pony available or is he running around?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Pony, I'm going to play that again and see if you can identify the outlier sound. Take a listen.
No, I don't hear it. I don't hear anything weird.
Let's go. Nothing weird for you. Let's go to Maddie Masiello. Maddie, are you standing by?
I am.
All right. See if you can understand this unlike anybody else. Let's listen. I'll turn it up a little bit.
I hear the homepage in the distance.
Ah, no, you don't. Nobody heard it. Rob, is it because it's not coming through, or because I hear it every time because I'm listening for it?
I think
what
people
I'm talking
are playing
about,
coy.
Oh, yes. They are? Yes. They're not
I
saying.
I believe so, yeah.
It might have been no Schmosker's idea and said, we should probably not highlight it.
Really?
Yes.
We shouldn't highlight it?
Well, I mean, it just would be fun just people can figure it out you know, on their own.
Okay, so, then we won't. Let's get right to it, Rob Spiro.
Mike.
That's fine. Sorry about all that.
Welcome to the Double D.
The Double D. The digital dumpster.
Do you remember back?
Was it Oscar's idea?
Yeah, and it was his idea to sort of hide it.
Sorry. Then I spotlighted it. All right. Okay,
Mike,
I'm done.
On Easter morning, do you say, there's an egg, there's an egg, there's an egg? Just curious.
Someone.
Sorry about that. Isn't this funny?
Facebook is loving this because they're like, we hear it.
Why can't they hear it?
It's a joke. It's a stupid little joke.
It's a tiny baby guy.
No, it's nothing. It's nothing. Yeah, no worries.
Did you say the word?
No, it's a tiny little baby.
Word.
It's a tiny little baby guy joke. It's a little guy.
Yeah.
It's a little
yeah.
guy. The joke itself is small, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you mentioned the B-A-B-Y word, though, so you're worse than I am.
I guess
I never said baby. I never said it. You did.
I was describing
right away.
The
because
size
you're a
of
last word guy, and you messed it up. I didn't say baby. You said baby, and then when you said, well, we probably wanted to keep it low-key, I said, let's move on, and I moved off of it. So just play your sounds, for God's sake.
Mike, remember when you were a disc jockey?
God. You can out-dumb me when I'm doing the dumbest thing I've done in the world. You managed to out-dumb me. It's amazing.
You should thank me then.
God, you're dumb sometimes. Who says I'm dumb?
Who said
Go
I'm
ahead,
dumb?
Go ahead, Agarn.
Mike, remember did you like John Cougar or John Cougar Mellencamp or John Mellencamp in any of his variants?
Never did during my radio career. I never did personally. There might be one or two songs that are okay, but
suck it on, I tell you down.
It's funny that would be the one. That would be the one lyric you spotlight because that is probably the most notable lyric in Jack and Diane. So a guy is trending. I believe it was on TikTok. He did his cover of Jack and Diane, but changed the lyrics.
Sucking on a chili dog. 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 Chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
How did I do
sucking
that?
Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on. Sucking on. Chili
That's
dog.
Fantastic. See, right?
Sucking on a dog.
Yes.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on chili. Sucking
that is awesome.
On a dog.
I love
sucking
that.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on chili dog.
So that's the one lyric you spotlighted, and apparently it rings with America's conscience. So.
Oh, that's awesome. I enjoyed that. You know, and for Cougar haters, that's a good piece.
Let us move, Mike, to Poland, the homeland of the Spiewaks, and there is, of course, a Polish parking garage there, and there lies a guitarist named Marcin, let me get his name right, Patrzalek, and he's covering the Led Zeppelin song Kashmir, but here's his deal. He's called a guitarist percussionist. So while he's strumming with his thumb. He's using the rest of his hand to actually play beats on the guitar. And it's remarkable to hear, especially with the acoustics of the parking garage. Check this out. This is one guy, one guitar, one Polish parking garage.
As I'm listening to that, I'm just thinking about the mom that maybe has a sleeping baby that she's getting out of her car and in the parking garage, you know, going to like have a doctor's appointment or something like that. And this douche is on like level 4, you know, getting his guitar and narcissism on, you know what I mean? I'm sorry, you know, I had a band and I had an issue with my guitar players, you know? I had one standing order for the guitar players in my head. Turn it down. Turn it down. Turn it down.
Oh, no, no, no. They don't do that. Thank you. But you know, it's worse than a guitarist or trumpet players, just so you know.
Really? Well, we didn't have horn sections except for some specialty occasion. Had a sax player for a while. All right, go ahead.
So, you know, we're talking about all the cold weather. Kentucky is not normally known for having really, really intense weather, but they had a weird system go through where the water fell, then the temperature dropped. All the grass, Kentucky bluegrass, was ice-coated. This is the sound of a man just pressing down on the grass in his yard.
It's a lot of trees down.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in Seattle, you know that the observation deck of the Space Needle is open, right? It's like it doesn't have a cover. They've gotten so much snow, they can't wait for it. They can't let it melt on its own, and they can't throw it off the Space Needle, so they're having to take it down the elevator.
We have de-icers, we melt it, and then what we have on the inside observation deck, since it's open air, we actually have to shovel that and hand bring it down through our elevators.
So, oh, my God.
Because they, what, kill somebody if they try to just, like, scoop it off the top?
I think it would probably be labeled as unsafe.
Sort of
yeah.
liability.
Yeah. Don't you know that if you drop
maybe
a penny off the
Eiffel
Tower?
But I mean, if it's the heavy, you know, intense snow, but I think that that's amazing. You know, a dedication to safety. You know, if I ran the joint, I'd be like, just kick it off the top of the, you know.
Or put some heated mats on. Let it just melt off.
Yeah, just
off
have water come down and melt it. It just seems like, you know, it seems like maybe they're doing what that guy in the garage in Poland was doing. Sort of a variety of Polish joke there.
It is. And you know what, Mike? It's okay.
I mean, I just get the impression I've worked for people like that. Engineers, broadcast engineers, program directors. Can you imagine that? You're on the maintenance crew. And, you know, you're showing up for work and there's been a little snow. It's like, listen, we really just don't want you to shove it off the top and maybe like establish a perimeter. We want you to shove it, hand it, shovel it, hand it to Roy and have Roy go down in the elevator and then take it about a mile down the road. Somebody's making busy work right there, in my opinion. I really don't. Or just
wait. I know we don't have any visitors and we've been closed for about a year.
Exactly. Listen, I got a project for us today. You're going to love this one.
Busy
you know,
day.
Just sounds stupid on top of stupid.
They're not taking my recommendation. I said we need to use the Space Needle to do the world's largest vaccination. That's what you need it for.
Giant ass coming down. And it wouldn't be in the arm. It would just be a giant ass. A giant ass inoculation on the space. God's getting a vaccine.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So Dave Chappelle's fans came through for him. He made an announcement yesterday. Remember he said when he wasn't getting money for his show streaming on Netflix, he said, please don't watch my show on Netflix. And guess what? Netflix, they blinked.
I never asked Comedy Central for anything. If you remember, I said, I'm going to my real boss and I came to you because I know where my power lies. I asked you to stop watching the show and thank God Almighty for you. You did. You made that show worthless because without your eyes, it's nothing. And when you stopped watching it, they called me and I got my name back. And I got my license back. And I got my show back. And they paid me millions of dollars. Thank you very much. And finally, after all these years, I can finally say to Comedy Central, it's been a pleasure doing business with you.
Love it. I misspoke. That's I said good. Netflix. I meant to say Comedy Central. Please
Comedy Central.
Me.
Good for him. Yeah. I mean, it's his property. That's the only thing he's got. Go for it. And he makes them billions of dollars.
Yes. He played it smart. He played it so smart. Mike, most amazing thing about this piece of tape is that it's not Florida. It's St. Louis. In okay. St. Louis, they stole a funeral hearse. And what they didn't know is the thieves that took it, it had a body in the back of it. But don't worry, they caught them at the Walmart.
This is an original one. I've never dealt with anything like this before. Plenty of stolen vehicles, but never a stolen hearse with a deceased in it. We heard that they had been through gas stations. They were observed on videos everywhere from Illinois to North St. Louis County, to basically all over the map of the local area.
So they caught him at Walmart, though.
Wow.
Of course, because where are you going to go?
Yeah. Well, you go to a garage in Poland.
And suck on a chili dog, Mike.
Exactly.
Let us close with this. A German YouTuber. I don't normally follow a lot of German YouTubers, but I think you'll like this, Mike, because to the Germans, baseball is a most foreign concept.
Okay.
So here is a German YouTuber explaining American baseball.
We have some pillows on the dirt. People just stand all around. They make a grabbing of the downstairs. Look around, look around. Then man with stick is there. And then man look at stick man. Boom. He throw a ball to the stick man. If he make a miss of 3 times, then out. But if 4 times the throw is bad, boom, then he may walk to a pillow. But if he hit a ball very far, then he may run on all the pillows around the pillows. And sometimes someone is stealing the pillows. If you hit a man with a ball, then he may run to the pillows. And many people, they sit in the trench. And they look around and
trench.
They spit, and the hat. Then they run to the field. After 7 times of run on field, everyone sing a song about popcorn.
That's your magic. I'm sorry. That's your double D. Close yes. that digital dumpster.
There you go.
Fantastic. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Hope you like the show. Hope you like some of our new impressions.
Not impressions. I'm sorry. Your new images. I don't know. I'm sorry. Did the best we could. Hope you enjoyed everything, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with another brand new episode tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. By the way, new closing music as well. Hope you enjoy that. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Good job.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Oh, good for you.